Roscommon did take a big hide, and it's going to be very difficult for them to recover from that between now and next Saturday. You just know from your involvement with teams how much that hurts the heart of a team. So it's a massive job for Liam McHale and Kevin McStay to get the Roscommon boys back up for next week. But they are at home. They're a passionate people. They'll come out in force in the hide next week. I suppose from a Donegal point of view, there are some positives to take out of the game today. You know, they were only beaten by 5 points. They were in the game for long periods. Now, you could say the question that Dublin weren't at full throttle, number one, that they controlled the game completely in the second half. They owned the ball in the second half, and they made it very difficult for Donegal. I suppose the fact that, you know, the likes of Ryan McHugh was well marshalled all night, he's a key player for Donegal, and Donegal need him on the front foot. Do Roscommon have a player capable of doing the same to him next week? I don't think so. So I would like to see a more expansive game from the likes of Ryan and these guys next week. But, you know, while not great to suffer a 5-point defeat, it's not the worst in the place in the world to be this Saturday evening.
Okay, let's break these down, these two games down. The first one was, of course, Tyrone against Roscommon. And Tyrone, after what, a shaky start in the opening couple of minutes, we could see well under the first half there was only going to be one winner on this. And Tyrone were very, very impressive. We were waiting to see exactly where they were at with the qualifiers. But Tyrone putting in a big shift today. And was it a big statement, was it?
It absolutely was a big statement. You know, they've come through the qualifiers and they really looked impressive tonight, albeit on the back of a very poor Roscommon performance that never really came out of their shell this evening. You know, we saw the quality that Tyrone have all over the pitch. You know, we spoke about Tiernan McCann, Petey Hart, these type of guys before the game. Niall Sludden was exceptional. I think Richie Donnelly has really given them something extra by playing on the edge of the square. They always had inside forwards, but they were all of the ilk of Conor McCallisky, of Mark Bradley, of Lee Brennan. Donnelly is a target man at the edge of the square, and I thought I was extremely impressed with him tonight. So Tyrone will be in a really, really good place, so they will. And that'll be an interesting tie going into Healy Park and Oma next Saturday evening, you know, when they have the Dubs coming down. And, you know, that is really, really one to look forward to. Mickey Hart will be a happy man going up the road this evening. Now, sometimes you go out and you win by 17 or 18 points or whatever it is they won by, and, you know, there isn't an awful lot of benefit in it for you. But this is a Tyrone team that have taken a few heavy hits over the last couple of years, and confidence is a massive thing at this stage of the championship, so it is. And they'll certainly have loads of that going into the next weekend.
And the qualifiers certainly sitting the O'Neill County a lot better than what it did the Rossies.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, and like Roscommon just looks so poor defensively. So they did, you know, they've so many problems. And Donegal, I'm sure, will be analysing the videotape of this during the week. There are they throw up so many chances. And, you know, they have some quality players. Of that, there's no doubt. You look at Kieran Murthy, Jeremy Murthy. You look at, you know, Enda Smith, you know, who's their kind of, he's their key player, and he never really got going tonight. He got one ball, as I remember, and he stuck a brilliant goal at the start of the second half, and you thought, was there a revival on here for Roscommon? It didn't happen, and they just didn't have enough other leaders across the field to take the mantle up where he wasn't able to do it tonight.
And they didn't change things either. They didn't change their style.
No, they didn't change things, or they didn't change their style. And
was it the fact they didn't have the players to sort of go an alternative way?
I think that's a lot of it. I just think Roscommon can play one way to me, and that's gung-ho. They really go at it and they go for it, and they can be very good in situations like that, but they struggle when they come up against mass defences. We saw it in the first half, Oisín, where Tyrone had so many men back, but Roscommon were still going at the heart of them at the top of the D, where they were running into two or three Tyrone men, getting turned over and getting hit on the counter then. So, you know, Roscommon need to learn and to grow up and to be more adept at managing these situations. You know, they played with no width. They just kept going at them up the middle, and this played into Tyrone's hand. They loved it.
Yeah. What about next week for Tyrone then? They're going to welcome a Dublin side who entered the Super 8s with victory against Donegal. The last time Tyrone met Dublin in a championship fixture, it turned out to be a bad day for Tyrone. But they've got them now at Healy Park. Can they cause the All-Ireland champions problems?
I definitely think they can. You know, looking at Dublin tonight, they weren't overly... This wasn't Dublin at full throttle, of that there's no doubt. They were competent and they did enough to get through tonight. But I think Tyrone... Now, people will tell you in Tyrone that Tyrone don't like playing at Healy Park themselves. They prefer nearly to play in Clonus. But you get Dublin down to Healy Park, tight confines of a ground. Tyrone playing with a bit of a G in their step after the victory tonight, I just wouldn't be so sure that this is a gimme for Dublin. Like, I think Tyrone will really put it up to them. The hurt from last year is bound to be still there, you know, and they were really hurt after last year's disaster up here in Croke Park. So it's an intriguing clash, and it's one that really whets the appetite for next week, Tyrone and Dublin.
You mentioned Dublin wasn't at full throttle tonight. Was Donegal at full throttle tonight?
Listen, Donegal played very well in spots, so they did, you know, and they responded at times to the Dublin. You know, they say goals win matches, and that was certainly the case tonight. You know, you looked at Niall Scully getting a brilliant goal in the first half and again then in the second half, and the goal after half time was really, that was the end of the game as such. There was no way that Dublin were going to cough up a 7-point lead, so they didn't need to be at full throttle. I think there's more in this Donegal team than they played tonight, kind of thing, you know. So I would like to see that they would continue to grow. I don't think it's an awful bad result for Donegal today. I think it is recoverable, and I think they will go into, you know, they'll go into this week with take the positives and the learnings out of this evening's game and get ready for the Hyde, and that's what it's all about. But I think they would have had an eye on that maybe even before coming up today, that they knew that next Saturday was the key game of this Super 8 competition.
Who was the standout performers then for Donegal tonight?
Well, like, you go through the team, you know, I thought Eamon Doherty did a really good job again in Kieran Kilkenny. You know, Kieran Kilkenny is such an influence on that Dublin team, and he controls the ball, he's their playmaker, he's their quarterback, he's everything to them, and I thought Eamon did a really good job on him. You know, Paddy McGrath was doing well in the first half, Owen Bann, Ryan McHugh. I'm not saying Ryan played well, but I think our expectations of what we get from Ryan are a lot more, and for Donegal to be successful, Ryan needs to be playing at the highest level, so he does. And he will, because I know the lad, and I know he's going to come back next week and really take it to him. I knew when Dublin put that one merchant on him that he was the right marker for him. He's small, he's fast, he's so light in his feet. You know, Liam McLoone, Hugh McFadden's work rate is phenomenal, like, played really well again tonight. Gave everything, and that's all you can ask of every player. You know, Michael Langan did his part, Kieran Thompson played well, big Michael Murphy, you know, kicked some great frees, kicked a few points from play, we're seeing a wee bit more from him. Orm McNeilis, you know, kicked a great score, but again, there's more in him and he has to deliver more for the team. Jamie looked a real threat inside and got a couple of brilliant points in the first half, but again, it's that against these type of teams you get one chance, and that's what Jamie needs to improve on, is putting them chances away. He's developing week on week, month on month as a footballer, and he works so hard with it that he deserves it, but he needs to learn that these chances have to be buried. You get them once and you have to take them.
I know there's always room for improvement, you want to work on the negatives, and for a change tonight the kickouts didn't work out as what we've seen through the championship, and that we got turned over on a few of them, but that was to do with a lot of Dublin's press, and so it was
absolutely Dublin. And you know, you knew coming into the game that Dublin were going to do a full press on the kick out, and of course that's what transpired through the game. And you know, it did put Sean Patton, and you know, Sean Patton was coming in here to this game tonight, a man that had never played a championship game in Croke Park before, and he made 3 or 4 great saves, so he did. His kickouts were under a bit of pressure. You know, you look at that Dublin midfielder of Brian Fenton, Michael Darren McCauley. Any team is doing really well to come out 50-50 against them. Donegal didn't really come out 50 or anywhere near 50-50 with them, but that is the top midfield pairing in the country at the minute, you know. And Brian Fenton has been the top midfielder for the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, well, Patton's kickouts, his options were very, very limited on his defence.
Yeah, and you know, you go back to the first 2 or 3 kickouts, and you know, early in a game can have a major influence on a player's thought process throughout the game. And Sean was caught with a couple of them short early on that Dublin got a couple of scores off. I always believe, you know, if it's not on early, hammer it out the middle and at least let them battle out the field for it. And I felt that maybe got into his head a bit and maybe had an effect on how he was kicking the ball through the rest of the game.
Yeah. We conceded 2 goals tonight. We had this question coming into a big game and the championship that would be a worry, because we didn't really know where we were at given the level of the quality of the opposition that we met in Ulster. Do we have more of a realistic sort of mark now as to where we're at?
Yeah, you know, I definitely think we do. You know, it's the first time that Donegal have played a Division 1 team this summer, you know, and that is where it's at the minute. You know, Donegal were relegated from Division 1 this year after playing really well in a lot of games, and probably unlucky and didn't deserve to be relegated. But that's where you're going to be marked against. These are the 7 Division 1 teams are in the Super 8s, you know, and that is where Donegal need to get their mark up to. It's going to be a learning process. You look at the amount of youth through this team, like, you know, you look at Owen Bang Gallagher, you look at, you know, the likes of Keane Mulligan, Michael Lang, and Kieran Thompson, Jamie Brennan. They're all young lads Sean Patton, that have come through minor under 21 teams in the last few years. They are going to make top quality footballers. Sorry, I didn't mention Stephen McMenamin there too. But this is all a learning process for them, and what better place can you learn than against the Dubs in headquarters here in Croke Park? So as long as they take the learnings out of it. Now, Going into the Roscommon game next week, Roscommon are capable of scoring goals and putting up scores too. So Donegal defensively, you know, what was it they ended up conceding today? 216. Not going to win too many games winning 216, conceding 216. So Donegal need to tighten up again defensively. I thought they did reasonably well against crack team that have won the last three All-Irelands tonight, but that needs to be a continue evolve. They need to continue to evolve as a better defensive unit and to break better on the counter too, to hurt teams that way.
Will Roscommon be hurting now for next week? Could we expect to meet like a wounded animal, because they know now that they need a big result if they're going to stay in this?
I can only surmise that Roscommon will be in extreme pain hurting this evening after the performance tonight. You know, to be beaten by 16 or 18 points or whatever it was in the end is a disaster for any team and their management, and trying to get their heads around it for next week. So it'll be a major test for the Roscommon management to see if they can get these guys back up. But they've done it before, and I'm sure they can do it again. That's their job, and that's what they just have to do. The big advantage for Roscommon is they're going into the Hyde. Roscommon people are so passionate about their football, and they're going to just try and get behind the team this week to make it as difficult and make it as unwelcoming as possible for Donegal to go down there next Saturday night. Donegal went down there a couple of years ago and played them in the league, and were kind of lucky to come away with a win in the end. You know, it was a ding-dong game, and this will be a different Roscommon team, of that you can be sure, next Saturday evening.
Given the way the results panned out today, and you mentioned that the Hyde's going to give them an advantage, Donegal put up a performance tonight against Dublin. Will the camp be content enough for that performance to give them that edge now going into the next game?
Yeah, I think they can take enough positives out tonight to kind of tilt the mood positively in their favour going into the next week. You know, teams have come up here, like we saw Tyrone come up at the same juncture last year and get absolutely bet out the gate by Dublin. So that, you know, that didn't happen Donegal tonight. And whilst Dublin did appear so comfortable and didn't appear to press the button to really hurt Donegal over the last 20 minutes, they still did enough to keep Donegal at bay. Donegal possibly could have pushed on a wee bit more, like with four, when you're 4 points down with 5 minutes to go and Stephen McMenamin running and goals to make it, had a chance to clip it over the bar, and then it was suddenly a one score game. That's not a bad place to be against the Dubs. But, you know, the Dubs, you just felt that the Dubs could press a button at any time and burst through and get a score. And, you know, Paul Flynn's last score just epitomised that point. They just kept possession for 2.5 minutes, created an open, and he just went through and clipped it over the bar. And that's why the Dubs are so good, and that's why they've won the last three All-Irelands.
Just finally then, no big surprise where we're at going into the second round of the Super 8s in Group 2, with Dublin and Tyrone taking victories that were expected today.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, coming up in the car, you'd be thinking, you know, that Dublin were favourites to win. They're favourites to win for a reason. They haven't been beaten in Championship football since 2014. You know, you just felt that Tyrone were more streetwise than Roscommon, and that definitely proved the case too. So no major surprises today. The massive game is for Donegal. They have to go to the Hyde and beat Roscommon the next day, and that means it'll all come down to the last day then in Ballybuffet, McCool Park and Ballybuffet, and Easter Bank Holiday weekend, where it'll come down to a Tyrone Donegal. And that's what it looks like at the minute. Again, you don't want to be looking at the step beyond the next step, but the next step is crucially important, and what a day that would be if it did come down to Tyrone Donegal.
How important is that score difference then?
Score difference.
Yeah, no, we talked about it earlier during the game. Look what Tyrone racked up today.
Yeah, the score difference could have a major impact, from the point of view that if it's going to be a tight game between, you know, let's just take it that Donegal get 2 points on the board by beating Roscommon next week. You then have Tyrone at home. If in a tight game and Tyrone going down the back stretch, there's very little in it, Tyrone be happy to settle out for a draw because of a better scoring difference, and that's where it'll come in. And, you know, we're not looking for Donegal. We're looking for Donegal to go down and win in the Hyde next week by 1 point to give them the opportunity going into the last game. So it may have an impact, and it may decide how the group finishes up, but all Donegal can do is beat Roscommon next week to leave the door open for them to welcome Tyrone to Ballybuffet in August Bank Holidays.
We look forward to the next number of games. Thanks, Brendan.
Yeah, really looking forward to them. Fantastic time of year to be involved, and it's, you know, it's so exciting, these Super 8s. It really has brought a new dimension to the All-Ireland Championship.